Welcome to Bhakti Sangat conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace, Her Grace Madhavi Medhavini Sakhi Devidasi, and I would like to give to Tiffany Mataji, hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give brief introduction to Mataji. Hare Krishna, Tiffany Mataji, please take over the call, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Pavna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances, my Dandavat Pranam. Her Grace Madhavani Sakhi Devi Dasi is a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Mataji received Harinam initiation in 2004 in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia and Brahminical initiation in Chennai in 2019. She is a chartered accountant by profession and has worked with leading multinational companies. Her Grace Medhavani Sakhi is originally from Chennai, Tamil Nadu, and currently staying in Mumbai with her husband, Harinam Krishna Das Prabhu, and their two daughters. They are connected with Radha Giridhari Mandir of Mira Road, Radha Gopinath Mandir in Jagannath Center in Thane. Mataji serves as a coordinator, hosting and managing Jayapataka Swami Maharaj's Sisha Samuha Mumbai programs and transcription and proofreading of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami's lectures. Her other services during lockdown include conducting daily online Brahma Muhurta Japa sessions, organizing an international online quiz challenge based on Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita in celebration of Srila Prabhupada's 125th anniversary this year, and taking online classes based on Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, welcome to the call, Mataji. So wonderful to take your association again.
Thank you so much, Tiffany Mataji, for that very kind introduction. So I'm always very excited because seeing the speaker list, I was a little scared actually. So I'm very, very grateful to Shamagauri Mataji, Padma Mataji, Tiffany Mataji, and all others who have very kindly given me this opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam on the most auspicious first day of the month of Kartik. So I express my very sincere gratitude to all of you for this opportunity. It is said the speaker, the hearer, as well as the inquirer of the Srimad Bhagavatam benefits from this narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially when it happens during the month of Kartik, which is the month of Srimati Radharani, right? Such speaking, hearing, and inquiry actually gives multifold benefits. So I'm very, very grateful for giving me this opportunity. I'll try to do my best. I was telling Shamagauri Mataji that, the speaker list is quite scary. So I'll try my best. I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas that I may be able to do my best for the pleasure of Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So we just start with the prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naran Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhirayet Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtukim Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Pankaja Nabhaya Namo Pankaja Maline Namo Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpate Nanyam Dvadabhayam Pashe Yatra Mrityu Parasparam Krishna Krishna Mahabaho ಭಕ್ತಾನಾಮಭಯಂಕರಾಮೇಕೋಧಯ್ಯಮಾನಾನಾಂ ಅಪವರ್ಗೋಸಿ ಸಂಶ್ರುತೇ. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, text number 26. So we'll recite the verse together. Rajovacha yohava iha bahuvida mahabhagavata dvayabhitah parokshena vachasa jivaloka bhavadhva sahi arya manishaya kalpita vishayo ನಾಂಜಸ್ಸಾವ್ಯುತ್ಪನ್ನ ಲೋಕ ಸಮಧಿಗಮಃ ತದೇವೈತದ್ ದುರವಗಮಂ ಸಮವೇತಾನುಕಲ್ಪೇನ ನಿರ್ದಿಶ್ಯತಾಂ ಇತಿ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಜಿವನ್ ಗ್ರೇ ಸವಿಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಇನ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ದೆನ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಶುಕದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಓ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಸೇಜ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಒಮ್ನಿಸಿಯಂಟ್. You have very nicely described the position of the conditioned soul who is compared to a merchant in the forest. From these instructions, intelligent men can understand that the senses of a person in the bodily conception are like rogues and thieves in that forest, and one's wife and children are like jackals and other ferocious animals. However, it is not very easy for the unintelligent to understand the purport of this story, because it is difficult to extricate the exact meaning from the allegory. I therefore request your holiness to give the direct meaning. Purport by Divine Grace, Abhicharanarvinda, Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. There are many stories and incidents in Srimad Bhagavatam that are described figuratively. Such allegorical descriptions may not be understood by unintelligent men. Therefore, it is the duty of the student to approach a bona fide spiritual master for the direct explanation. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fifth canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Further Talks Between King Rahugana and Jadabharata. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobheshtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಾ ಸಹಗಣಾರ್ಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾಸಹಿತಂ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾ ಸಹಗಣಾಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರಧಾಯತೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರುದುಷೀ ನಮಃ. ಪಂಚತತ್ವಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಭಕ್ತರೂಪ ಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ ಭಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಭಕ್ತಾಖ್ಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಕ್ತಿಕಂ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧೂಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಅಧೀತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langai Degirim Yatkripadamaham Vande Shri Gurun Dinadarinam Paravananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Hari Om Satsat Hare Krishna. So let's read the verse again. So this is more like a paragraph, so we can just read it. Rajovacha Yohava Iha Bahuvida Mahabhagavatatvaya Bihitaha Parokshena Vachasa Jiva Loka Bhavadva Sahi Arya Manishaya Kalpita Vishayo Nanjasa Vyutpanna Loka Samadigamaha Atatat evaitat duravagamam samavetanu kalpena nirdishyatam iti. Translation. King Parikshit then told Shukadeva Goswami, my dear Lord, you, O great devotee sage, you are omniscient. You have very nicely described the position of the conditioned soul, who is compared to a merchant in the forest. From these instructions, intelligent men can understand that the senses of a person in the bodily conception are like rogues and thieves in that forest, and one's wife and children are like jackals and other ferocious animals. However, it is not very easy for the unintelligent to understand the purport of this story, because it is difficult to extricate the exact meaning from the allegory. I therefore request your holiness to give the direct meaning. So, Hare Krishna. So, this is the last verse of this chapter. A very interesting verse. Parikshit Maharaj is telling Shukadeva Goswami, I'm not able to understand the allegory, the figurative description that that is used in this chapter to describe the bodily conception of life, the concept of aham mameti, this is mine, whatever belongs to this body is connected to the body is mine, you know, that enjoying and controlling propensity, which indicates the material world and what is the illusion that's caused in the material world. Several allegories were given, how explaining about the jackals in the forest, how the forest is, you know, filled with the jackals and wasps who actually, you know, take away a lot of your energy and time like that. But after this inquiry by Parikshit Maharaj to his guru, Shukadeva Goswami, Shukadeva Goswami actually what he does, in the next chapter, he repeats the entire explanation, giving the direct meaning as requested by Parikshit Maharaj. This is about the total forest of material existence and the entire life. Right. So what I thought, so that would be very greatly described in the next chapter, again by Shukadeva Goswami. So in today's session, what I thought would focus on the humble stance taken by Parikshit Maharaj. He heard the allegory, various examples given of the jackals, the plunderers, the tiger, the forest and all of that. And he said, you've described everything very nicely. However, it is difficult for an unintelligent person to understand the purport. So King Parikshit said, I am not intelligent enough to understand this, right? So can you please explain it in a direct way? Right? So here we are talking about the conversation between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. It is not that, you know, they are just sitting on a park bench, or, you know, they just met on a morning walk and they're just discussing, you know, for time pass. So this has been discussed in Bhagavatam. No, they are actually discussing, you know, it's a question of life and death for Parikshit Maharaj. He just has 7 days. Now, you know, time is extremely limited. So his inquiry that I'm not able to understand and taking the shelter of the guru assumes a lot of significance. Right? We cannot understand Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or any other transcendental knowledge by our own efforts. Right? So, tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshanaha. Krishna himself says, the two important requisites for a person to understand transcendental knowledge is, one, he has to approach a spiritual master. Two, he has to render service, and he has to inquire submissively, right? These are the two preliminary criteria that is required for a person to even understand transcendental knowledge, right? So like here, how Maharaj Parikshit is surrendering himself to a spiritual master, saying, I don't understand, can you please explain it again? So I would like to narrate two more pastimes. You know, there are multiple pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam depicting the surrender to the guru, right? Two pastimes which I wanted to depict, because here Parikshit Maharaj is demonstrating humility. I'm not able to understand something, right? And that is also honesty, right? This is very, it is very important to be honest, right? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that, you know, Patita Pavan he is. He said, I'll deliver all the fallen souls, but not Kapata souls, right? Kapata means you're duplicitous. If you're not able to understand something, yet you pretend as if you've understood something, you know, such kind of Kapata is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not deliver. He is only Patita Pavana. He is willing to deliver all fallen souls, but not duplicit people, right? So here I would like to narrate about two more pastimes wherein, how the devotees, honestly and with great humility surrender to their spiritual master, and how they benefited by doing that. So the first pastime happens in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The location is Badrikashram, right? Srila Vyasadeva has written all the four. He's divided the Vedas into Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Samaveda, Atharva Veda. He's written Mahabharata, he's written Ramayana, he's written, the Vedanta Sutras, everything is written. But he's sitting at Badrikashram feeling very morose and depressed. Right. So nowadays depression is very common, right? Because the mind becomes weak, and it's supposed to be the major disease of the 21st century, right? But however, we are not talking of the depression of a normal man. We are here talking of the depression of Vyasadeva. He's completed the entire Vedas. He's written the Vedanta Sutra, but yet he's feeling dissatisfied in his heart. And so he remembers the spiritual master, Narada Muni. And lo and behold, Narada Muni appears there, and he asks his spiritual master, please look into my heart and tell me what is going wrong. What am I lacking here? Why am I feeling so dissatisfied even after having written the entire Vedas? You know, and even written for, Puranas also he'd written for the less intelligent people. He'd written the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. So why am I not satisfied? So Narada Muni told Srila Vyasadeva that you've written extensively, right, about the Vedas, about, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, right? You mentioned all about these various things, but you also mentioned about the Supreme Personality of Godhead in passing references, but you have not exclusively described the glories and the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he said, you are not experiencing satisfaction because you have not explicitly glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam itself in verse number 1.5.10, first canto, chapter 5, text number 10. Nayad vajaschitra padam harer yasho jagat pavitram pragnita karhichit tadvayasam teertam ushanti manasa nayatrahamsa niramantru shikshaya. So it is said, those words, vachash, chitra padam harer yasho, which does not glorify the yasha of Lord Hari, the glories of Lord Hari, jagat pavitram pragranita karhechit, which are said to purify everything just by the mere chanting of the holy name or mere hearing of the holy name. Those kind of literatures or those kind of words, what are they called? Vayasam tirtham. They are said to be the pilgrimage for crows, right? Ushanti manasa na yatra hamsa niramantri ushikshayaha. Hamsa are people who are able to decipher between water and milk. They take only the essence of the transcendental knowledge. They don't derive any pleasure in such literatures or in such words that don't glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the other hand, it says a literature may be full of grammatical mistakes, but if it glorifies the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then such literature are recognized and worshipped by such people who are hamsas, who are transcendentalists, right? So here, just like Parikshit Maharaj, right? Vyasadeva also took a humble position. He asked for explanation from his guru, Narada Muni. And when Narada Muni explained it to Vyasadeva, he understood and he felt completely satisfied after writing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Right. So one more instance, what I would like to discuss about is Dhruva Maharaj. Right. So Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted to sit in his father's lap, which is a very natural inclination of a child to sit in his father's lap. So I mean, these days, of course, there is no time. Everyone is working and running about. Even in Lord Krishna's pastimes, we see how you know Krishna comes and sits in his father's lap. Nanda Maharaj smells his hair like that. And so I mean, all this you know is not seen at all in the present days, but a very loving exchange of between the devotees, between the father and the son, like that. But here, Dhruva Maharaj is not even allowed to sit in his own father's lap. And then his stepmother says that you have to be born in my womb. Only then you will get the privilege to sit on your father's lap. And Dhruva, being a Kshatriya, he was very agitated. He said, why can I not sit in my father's lap? And he saw, looked at his father. His father was, you know, looking down. He didn't want to upset his favorite queen. And then Dhruva got very, very angry. And, you know, it is said, it is described how his lips were quivering. And then he ran to his mother, right? He asked his mother, why does not father allow me to sit on his lap? It is the right of a son to sit in his father's lap. And then his mother tells that, yes, I am not one of the favorite queens of the king. And, you know, I've been treated as a maid servant. So there's nothing that even I can do. And then Dhruva, his blood was boiling. What should I do now? Right? And then he asks his mother, who can help me? If you cannot help me, who can help me? Like that. When Dhruva asked such a question, his mother said, the only one person who can help you is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Dhruva asked, where can I find the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And his mother said, I've heard that, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in the forest somewhere. You can find him in the forest. And this boy was hardly 5 years old. He went to the forest determined to find God. Who comes there? Whenever anyone wants to find God, anyone wants to know more about the Lord, who comes there? Narada Muni comes there. Right. So now in this purport, in this translation, it is mentioned here how Parikshit Maharaj is also addressing Shukadeva Goswami as omniscient. Right. Omniscient means just like the super soul is there in everybody's heart. So the super soul actually knows what is the need of the particular jiva. And accordingly, the super soul facilitates the jiva. Right. So here the spiritual master is also referred to as omniscient. Right. So when we say omniscient, like Narada Muni, he arrived at when Vyasadeva was despondent, he arrived there, you know, and when Prahlada Maharaj, you know, when the when the actually when the Devatas actually take Kayadu to kill the child in the womb because an Asura's child, he should not grow. Then Narada Muni appears there also and tells this son is going to become a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. And then again here in Dhruva Maharaj story, Dhruva Maharaj is looking, has set out to find God. And lo and behold, Narada Muni was also here. So the question here is, how does Narada Muni know? Is he a God? Is he the super soul and all living entities? Because in various places, you also find that Narada Muni is also addressed as Bhagavan. Right? The translation is also talking about omniscient. So how do we understand this? Right? So how we understand this is that whenever a devotee needs a guidance, right? The super soul in the heart of the guru actually directs the guru to attend to that such a jiva and direct that person to God. Right? Once a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, do you also know everything like the super soul? Do you know everything about us, whatever we need to, whatever, you know, whatever we do, whatever we use there in our heart? Do you know everything about us? Srila Prabhupada said, no, but I know everything, whatever I need to know, Krishna tells me. And then I know what I need to know to help in the disciples' progress. Right. So the guru, he never claims that he is as good as Krishna. In Guru Ashtakam, we sing every day, Sakshat Hari Tvena Samasta Shastre Yuktas Tathabhav Yata Eva Sadbhi. Kintu Prabhurya Priya Evatasya Mande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. The Guru is Sakshad Hari. Why? Because he is very dear to Lord Krishna. Kintu Prabhurya Priya Evatasya is very dear to Lord Krishna. Why? Because he renders the service of bringing back the souls who have forgotten Krishna back to the lotus feet of Krishna. Whenever a disciple needs the Guru, Lord Krishna, in the Guru's heart, directs the Guru to help the disciple in a way that the disciple's misgivings or misunderstandings is removed. And to the extent the disciple surrenders to the Guru is able to enlighten the disciple to come in the path of devotional service and attain, progress in the devotional service. So here Narada Muni arrives here. He knew that somebody, this person is in need of me. I have to go and show him the right path. But actually, when Narada Muni comes, he does not immediately tell Dhruva what he needs to do. Because he's a five-year-old boy, so he tries to dissuade the boy by saying, usually you're a small boy, you should go home and play, you should not take all these things seriously, right? So go and play, you'll forget about this. And then, later on, you'll forget about this like that. But Dhruva was very, very determined. Right? He told Narada Muni, you tell me where I can find God, but if you cannot help me with this, then Hare Krishna, let me find it out myself like that. And Narada Muni was so happy with the determination of Dhruv Maharaj, right? Dhruv, this five-year-old boy, right? And also in his mind, Narada Muni was thinking, of his own previous life where his, his mother was actually bitten by the snake. He was a Dasi Putra in that particular life. And then when he was just 5 years old, his mother was, his mother was dead. And immediately he started walking to find the Lord. Right. So and he had already served the, during the Chaturmasya period, he had served the sadhus, because of which he got a determination to perform devotional service. And he got the darshan of the Lord. Right, he could see, his own reflection in Dhruva Maharaj. But although he tried to dissuade Dhruva Maharaj, the determination and the enthusiasm of Dhruva Maharaj to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead made Narada Muni give him the right instruction. He gave him the mantra, and Dhruva Maharaj also saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he was thinking, oh my God, what was I asking for? Dhruva Maharaj wanted to get a kingdom. Right, which was much, much bigger than his forefathers, like that. He wanted, it was a material desire as far as Dhruva Maharaj was concerned. But when he got the darshan of the Lord, he realized that he was asking for broken pieces of glass. But what did he get? He got the most wonderful diamond of devotional service, right? So that is the power of association with the sadhu. Right, a bona fide guru, even if the heart is kama sarva kama moksha kama udharati tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Wherever our heart is full of material desires or whatever we want to attain, even want to attain moksha, we have to just approach a bona fide guru and ask that guru the path by which our desire can be fulfilled. By the power of the association of the sadhu, by the power of the association of the guru, whatever desires are unfavorable for our devotional service, such desires automatically fade away. Right? In both these examples, how we can find out that by our own intellectual knowledge, by our own brain capacity, we cannot understand devotional service, we cannot get anything material also, forget about it. In a material world also, we need a teacher to teach us, how this particular property works, right? We need a teacher even for a material, even to learn dance or music or any skill, we need a teacher. So in transcendental knowledge, we definitely need a bona fide guru. Otherwise, if we think that, it's just reading the book and do it yourself project, it doesn't work like that, right? Because the Lord actually covers himself with his yoga maya potency, right? He reveals himself only to those who surrender to the spiritual master, who with a submissive attitude inquire from the spiritual master. So that is very, very, very essential. Right, so his holiness actually Gaur Govind Maharaj, he mentions in one of his lectures that a duplicitous person, right, who's called as a kutinati or a kapata, Right? The Lord protects or covers the entire, the purport of the Vedas, the purport of the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam from such a person. That is the reason we have so many people who recite all the 700 verses of the Bhagavad Gita, who know so many verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But the essential purport of the Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the mode of Dasanu Dasanu Das, the essential purport is not revealed to such people who think that their own capacity, they are able to read and understand the Bhagavad Gita. It does not happen like that. Right? So we can see the honesty that is showed by Maharaja Parikshit, and we can see the honesty and the humility showed by Dhruva Maharaj, because very clear in his purpose, right? And when he knew that, Narada Muni is giving him the knowledge, he became humble and he accepted and followed the instruction of Narada Muni. Right? So this is what is to be understood. How when we inquire and we get an instruction from the Guru, it is our responsibility to perform that instruction. Like when we get initiation, we take a vow of following the four regulative principles, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And then we are also saying we will chant a minimum of 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, minimum 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we have got the instruction by the mercy of Guru Maharaj, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasadanna Gati Gutopi. So we can please our Guru by simply following these instructions, and by pleasing the Guru, we can please Krishna. Right? Even in Bhagavad Gita, so we see that Parikshit Maharaj is very clearly told, I don't understand this. Right? This is the first step towards inquiry to the spiritual master. So if we think we know everything, right? When we go out for book distribution, when we show the Bhagavad Gita, most of people say, we know Bhagavad Gita, we have one copy at home, right? We know all the slogans of Bhagavad Gita, we've read Bhagavad Gita. So if you ask them, what is the essential purport of the Bhagavad Gita? What does it talk about? The subject matters of Bhagavad Gita. And there is no response because they've read the slogans of the Bhagavad Gita, because it's a pious activity to read Bhagavad Gita. It's a pious activity. So they just read it for just to get some kind of material benefits, because their parents have told them, their grandparents have told them. But the actual purport, how it is understood by surrender to the spiritual master, who reveals the transcendental knowledge in the disciple's heart. Right? So generally, a lot of allegories are given to make a complicated topic simple to understand, right? But sometimes in this case, we find that the allegory itself is a little confusing. So that's why Parikshit Maharaj is asking Shukadev Goswami to explain it directly. Right? In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna talks about Urdhva Moolam Madha Shakam Ashwattam Prahura Vyayam Chandamsi Yasya Parnani Yastam Vedasa Vedavit. Where he's talking about this material world being a reflection of the spiritual world, where the branches are all down, the root is upside, right? It's all upside down, topsy-turvy. But Arjuna understood the allegory that Krishna actually described to him, right? Chanchalami Ivana Krishna, Pramati Balavadridam, Tasya Nigraham Kami Vayurivasu Dushkaram, right? He compares his mind to the wind. So a lot of allegorical explanations are given, right? Where one expresses, his own condition of the mind. It's very difficult to control the mind. It's easier to control the wind. Like that, allegories have been expressed to express one's own self. And even the spiritual master, Lord Krishna, also uses allegory to explain this material world, how things work, etc. But so sometimes it is said that, most of the times, allegories actually help to understand the meaning of what is conveyed in the Vedic literatures. Sometimes it is also said there is a nyaya called Shaka Chandra Nyaya, right? Shaka means branch, Chandra means moon, and nyaya means a logical way to understand something. Right. Just to give an example, if a child asks a mother, "Mother, where is the moon?" Right. The answer is very simple. You just need to look into the sky, and then you will find, the luminous object that is there in the sky is the moon. Right. But the child's eyesight is not yet developed. So what the mother tells the child, "Do you see this tall tree?" And the child said, "Yes." "Do you see the topmost branch of the tree?" And the child says, "Yes." Then the mother says, "Do you see that there is something glowing on top of the branch?" And then the child says, "Yes, I can see something glowing." And then the mother says, "That is the moon," right? Actually, the moon has nothing to do with the tree or the branch, There is no connection at all. But from the child's perspective, there is a progression from the tree to the branch and then to the moon. So the child can understand this, right? Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami actually is describing the forest of illusion in verse 2 of this chapter. Just yasyam ime sandara deva dasyavaha sartam vilumpanti kunaya kambalat gomayavo yatra haranti sartikam pramattama vishayatoranam vrikah. So in this verse, there are numerous analogies which are given of forest, jackals, wasps, and all of it. And Parikshit Maharaj, as we said in the beginning of the class, he said, please repeat it, I cannot understand. So what did Shukadeva Goswami do? Shukadeva Goswami is going to actually repeat everything in the next chapter. What is this forest of the material world? What is this whirlwind? All of these things will be described again, right? Just because the disciple is told, I don't understand. Right, the spiritual master is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.7.36 as Anuvratanam Shishyanam Putranam Cha Dvijottama Anaprishtam Api Bruyur Guravo Deenavatsalaha. So, what does the spiritual master do? The spiritual master is so kind to the disciple. Right? Not only does he answer the questions asked by the disciple, sometimes the spiritual master also answers those questions which are not asked by the disciple. Right? If the spiritual master knows that some knowledge would help the disciple advance in spiritual life, the spiritual master gives some instructions and explains certain things, although not even inquired by the disciple. Guravo Deenavatsalaha. Because he is most merciful. He gives all the knowledge, even though unasked by the devotee, if that knowledge would help the devotee progress in the devotional service. Right? In the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, it explains, Yasya Deve Parabhaktir Yata Deve Tata Guru Tasya Ite Kadita Hyarthaha Prakashante Mahatmanaha. In Shvetashvara Upanishad 6.23, it says, only unto those great souls, Yasya Deve Parabhaktir Yata Deve Tata Guru, who have faith in both the Lord as well as in the spiritual master. What happens to them? Tasyaite kathita hi artaha. Artaha, the imports of the Vedic knowledge. What happens? Prakashante mahatmanaha. To the such great souls, the prakashante, the illumination of knowledge, happens in their hearts. When the illumination happens in the heart, what happens? Darkness, the tamoguna, is destroyed. Right? So the right way is already given in Bhagavad Gita. It is also given in Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Right? And Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, in 10.11, Krishna says, Teshamevanukam partham aham ajnana jamtamaha nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhashvataha. What does Krishna say? Teshamevanukam partham aham ajnana jamtamaha. I will destroy the ignorance that is there in the heart. How? Nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhashvataha. I destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge. Jnana deepena bhashvataha. I destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge. What do I destroy? I destroy the anarthas, the ajnanata, the ignorance that is there in the heart of the devotees. Right? And this anukampartha means is to show special mercy. Right? Only with unconditional mercy of Guru and Gauranga can even understand these spiritual subject matters. There are so many instances which are given, even in the Guru Puja song in the morning we sing, right? Chakurandi lo jai janme janme prabhu se divya gyan hride prakashito prema bhakti jaha hoite avidya vinash jayate edegai jahara charito. What is given in the Vedas? By devotional service, the heart gets purified. And the ajnanata, the ignorance, what is there in the heart, is removed by the spiritual master. The transcendental knowledge that is there is revealed in the heart by the spiritual master, right? And of course, the most famous verse, which is Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 1, it says, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye Muyanti Yatsuraya. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. Adi Kavaye, the original person who is born in this world, right, is Brahmaji. And Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye, who gave in the heart of Brahma? Dharma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He said tapa. He only could only see here tapa, tapa, tapa like that. So when he did tapa for 1,000 years of his time frame, right? When he did 1,000 years of tapasya, the Lord actually revealed this transcendental knowledge in his heart. So he knew why he was created. What was he supposed to do? What is the devotional service that he had to do? And Moyanti at Suraya, even the demigods and the sages are put into illusion by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what to speak of mortal human beings like us, right? And how can we be removed from this illusion? Illusion means that which is not. Maya, that which is not. We think we are the controllers. We think we are the enjoyers. We think we are the proprietors of all the things that we perceive. All this is illusion. We can never become the controller because Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. This is the first knowledge that we have to get. Right? And when we get this knowledge, then everything else automatically follows when we perform our activities according to this understanding. Of course, in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Krishna says, Sarva Sachaham Hridisannivishto Matha Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha Vedaisya Sarvai Ahameva Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vidyeva Chaham Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto. And there in everybody's heart. Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto. Mataha Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. I give the intelligence, the knowledge, and the forgetfulness. Okay, if you were to remember our previous births and all, you'd be so confused. Already we are so depressed. If you remember our past lives, what happened then and all, we will become totally depressed. We will not even get up from the place. Right? So very mercifully, Krishna has given us forgetfulness also. What is not required, he gives us forgetfulness. What is required, he gives us smritir, he gives us remembrance, and he also gives us the knowledge, jnanam. Right? Jnanam apohanam cha. Vedaisya sarvai aham eva vedyo. Right? Some people read the Vedas, but they don't know what is the purport of the Vedas. But what is the purport of the Vedas? It is to understand Krishna. Krishna says, aham eva vedyo, knowing me. Vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham. By knowing me, following my instructions, that is the purpose and the purport of the Vedas. So now we understand that surrender to the spiritual master and by surrendering to the spiritual master and inquiring humbly from the spiritual master will reveal the knowledge in our heart. Right? There is another beautiful way. Whenever we are in confusion, we're not able to understand what to do. The best thing what we can do is paying obeisances. Today is the most auspicious day of, Yashoda Damodar. Damodar was actually bound by Yashoda Maya, right? Today is the first day of the Kartik month. Like another pastime which happened along with the Samudra month was when Krishna actually ate mud, right? Even Balaram told Yashoda Maya that Krishna indeed ate mud, right? And then Yashoda Maya asked Krishna to open his mouth. When he opened his mouth, he could see the entire universe. And Yashoda Maya was so bewildered. Oh, what happened to my little boy? Something, all of these things are being shown in his mouth. I hope he's doing well. And then mother Yashoda was so confused. She did not understand what was happening. They said immediately she paid obeisances. She prayed to Lord Vishnu. Oh, what happened to my boy? I hope he's okay. Like that, when she paid obeisances, she actually fell. She went unconscious. And then when she got up, she was back to her normal thing. She forgot about the entire episode of how she saw the entire universe in Lord Krishna's mouth. Right? And in so many places, Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita also, pay obeisances. Right? In two places, he tells, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji maam namaskuru maam evaishi satyam te prati jane priyosime. Madhyaji maam namaskuru, worship me, offer obeisances unto me. The last two lines are different, but the first two lines, Madhyaji maam namaskuru, pay obeisances unto me. That's in there in chapter 9, text 34. It is also there in chapter 18, text 65. Right? Namaskuru means offering obeisances to Lord Krishna. Then in the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is 12.13.23, it says, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanas Tam Namami Harim Param. In the same verse, there are two words here which are describing, you know, the paying offering of obeisances unto the Supreme Lord. What are those two words? Pranamaha, right? Nama Sankirtanam Yasya, Sarva Papa Pranashanam, Pranamo Dukkha Shamanas. We're offering obeisances, Dukkha Shamanas. All the miseries go away. Tam namami harim param, offering obeisances unto whom? Harim param, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. Right? It shows the importance of bowing down to the Lord so that the Lord can reveal the knowledge in our heart. Right? There is also one instance in Mahabharata. What happened is, you know, one of the Kaurava army, they released this Narayana Astra. Right? It was released by the Kauravas, and when it was actually coming, Lord Krishna said, you cannot do anything to actually counteract this Narayana Astra. So what you do, you just pay obeisances. All of you all pay obeisances, right, to the Narayana Astra. Otherwise, everybody will be destroyed. But everyone except Bhima actually followed the instruction of Lord Krishna and paid obeisances. But Bhima was not willing to pay obeisance. It was like, you know, Kshatriya, I have to counteract this. And then Arjuna actually pushed him down, right? And he actually paid obeisances. So paying obeisances makes us more humble. Sometimes it really protects us, right? We always say Dandavat pranams, right? Dandavat. Danda means stick. Vat means to fall down, right? So when we say Dandavat pranams, it indicates humility. By we are falling down like a stick in front of a senior Vaishnava or a Guru Maharaj, right? Which means we are willing to take any instruction from them, you know, and that will help us progress in devotional service. That will clear the misunderstanding in our hearts, in our brain, as to how to perform devotional service. It helps us in understanding the Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, like that. Right, so proper inquiry and understanding from the spiritual master helps us to clear the misgivings in the heart, because of which we're able to even hear the voice of the Paramatma. Sometimes we get an intuition that, you know, we need to do something like this, and then we see that it works out well, because we are by listening to the spiritual master, by following the instructions of the spiritual master, slowly our heart, you know, it's getting less and less clouded, right? All the anarthas are getting removed slowly, slowly. So finally, when the process gets completed, we're actually able to realize the Paramatma in our hearts. The Paramatma will guide us. We're able to understand what to do, what not to do, how to do, you know, and we'll be completely guided by the Paramatma in our hearts. Even today, we are guided by the Paramatma. It is only that because of the various anarthas and ignorance and everything in the heart, lust, anger, greed, passion, ignorance, everything is there, and that is there in the heart. We are not able to hear the voice of the Paramatma, right? There are two birds. Very beautifully, Prabhupada gives an example. One bird is very busy, eating the fruits, doing this activity, that activity. And the other bird, which is the super soul of the Paramatma, is simply waiting for this bird to just turn around and take his guidance. He's willing to give all the guidance that's possible. But the Jivatma, the other bird, is so busy. He thinks he knows everything, you know, and he can do whatever he likes. And he's doing the charvita charvananam. He's doing the chewing the chewed and getting frustration, but still doesn't want to turn to the super soul to get instructions from the super soul by which he can be eternally happy, right? This is a very temporary happiness. Actually, there is nothing called as darkness, right? The absence of light is what is darkness. Right? Krishna Surya Sama, Maya hai Andhikar, Yaha Krishna, Vaha Nahi hai Maya Adhikar. Right? So whenever there is darkness or ignorance in the heart, that means there is no light, which means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he is willing to shower the light, Jnana Deepena Vashvadaha, is willing to give the light. But what happens? Our heart is so closed that we don't want the light to come in. Right? For example, if there is a house, you know, in a remote part of the village that has never been used for hundreds and hundreds of years, that the house is in complete darkness, no light, no electricity, nothing is there, right? Yet, when somebody goes there, right, and he just lights a matchstick and he lights a few candles, the whole house is lit up, right? There's a change, a complete change. The darkness cannot say, oh, I've been ruling this house for so many years, I will not go from here. No, because just by the lighting of a matchstick, the darkness is completely removed. So similarly, such a change is brought about by a spiritual master. Why? Because there is no material conception in the heart of the spiritual master, and such pure spiritual knowledge is being transmitted in such a way, the devotee or the jiva's heart is automatically transformed immediately. Right? It depends on the degree of surrender. So Krishna also says, Ye etamam prabhadyante tamsta deva bhajamiham. As you surrender, I shall reward accordingly. Right? So if we surrender to the spiritual master and follow his instructions, our heart also will be cleared of all this ignorance and tamoguna, and will be established in siddham sattve prasidati. It will be established in goodness, and slowly, slowly we'll be moving towards transcendental goodness, which is shuddha sattva. Right. So now, we're talking about, getting the knowledge, getting the understanding, right? How do we get this understanding? Like Parikshit Maharaj said, I'm not able to understand. He approached a spiritual master, we're offering obeisances every day to the spiritual master, 3 times a day, right? And we're offering obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to get this knowledge, to remove this misunderstanding from our hearts. But how do we know that, our misunderstanding is getting cleared, right? It is not about getting the knowledge, right? It is not about having something in the brain, right? It is about receiving the knowledge in the heart, which brings about a transformation of the heart, right? Sometimes, the Bhagavad Saptaha, it goes on for about 7 days, where people go and attend the classes. It's very, of course, Krishna's pastimes are very wonderful to hear, but to hear just for entertainment or a time pass. After that, you come back and you do your normal work. You switch on the TV, watch TV, watch cricket match. Your life goes on the normal way. That 1 hour, what you've heard, in a temple or in a Bhagavad Saptaha, is just for entertainment or a time pass. Even that has a benefit, because you're hearing the holy names of the Lord. That will have an effect. But how long, it is going to take, because the focus is not in the right place. It is not bringing about a transformation in the heart, right? What is transformation? Transformation means the knowledge that we've received, in our heart from the spiritual master, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by reading of the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. It should result in actual devotional service being performed for the pleasure of the Lord. Right? If that transformation is not happening, then it is not, we are not understanding the purport of the Bhagavad Gita. We are not understanding the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are not understanding what our spiritual master is telling us. Right? So today, being the most auspicious start of the Kartik month, we can definitely take additional commitment, right, to please Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is always magnanimous, always willing to give out her mercy. But in our hearts, we should be willing to access that mercy. We should be willing to receive that mercy. Right? So the more we serve, the more we get the causeless mercy of Srimati Radharani, and then which leads to more service attitude, and then we get purified more, and then more knowledge is revealed in the heart, and then again we practice that. So like that it goes until we go back home, back to Godhead. And when we go back home, back to Godhead, what are we going to do? We're going to do the same thing. We're going to do the same devotional service, but now we are doing it because we have promised our spiritual master. We are doing it as a matter of duty. We are doing it as part of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, as part of rules and regulations. But when we go, when we purify our consciousness, it becomes a way of life for us. It is possible even in this material world, where rendering of devotional service becomes a way of life. We get the spontaneous desire to serve Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, and that becomes a goal of our life. For some people, Krishna is the center of the life. Everything revolves around Krishna. And for some people, Krishna is like the pickle, right? So you do your normal whatever material sense gratification, and then whenever I want, whenever there is time, whenever I have the mood, I just chant Krishna's names also. And Krishna also, if you prioritize Krishna, Krishna will prioritize you. Or if you keep Krishna as the pickle, whenever I want to eat something chatpata, that time I will have the pickle, that time I will think of Krishna. And Krishna will also prioritize like that, right? And in millions and millions of lifetimes, the more time that we take, it is going to become more and more difficult, because our heart, with every lifetime, the impressions are there in the heart. It is just getting covered. The layers are getting increased. So this particular lifetime, if you can just dedicate to the devotional service of the Lord. We've got the wonderful association of devotees. We are in Kali Yuga and we've got this simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, simply by serving the spiritual master, simply by serving the Vaishnavas, all the misunderstandings can be taken away. Because especially we are all Manda Sumanda Matayo Vanda Bhagya Upadrataha. So that is actually a fortune for us, right? Everything is given in a very simple way. Prabhupada's purports are so simple, right? By just reading this, what we can do, we can pray that, please let me be interested in, performing devotional service. Let me hear the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita in a mode of submissiveness, without arguing, right? Right? And most of the time people argue and ask questions, can Krishna create a stone which he cannot lift and all that. So argumentative people, they take longer time, because submissiveness is one of the qualities that Krishna has mentioned that we have to have in order to understand the transcendental knowledge. So that is the goal of life, to make Krishna the center of our life, to serve the spiritual master so that we can understand more and more about Krishna and how we can render service to Krishna. So this auspicious month of Kartik, which provides us this opportunity where more and more causeless mercy, we can get, we have the opportunity to get. And what we need to do, we just need to be enthusiastic. We need to be determined. Make use of this Kartik month. To please Guru and Gauranga. It is said that we have to, we can take some little bit extra effort, that extra commitment. And also, we need to, it's better we report that commitment to our authorities so that we stay committed to our commitment, right? When we do such things, when we please our Siksha Guru, when we please our Diksha Guru, that is the way we actually, by their causeless mercy, Krishna is very happy. When Krishna sees the genuine desire of the disciple that he is, taking understanding from the spiritual master, he's exercising his best in rendering devotional service, in helping, in understanding the eternal truths, and he's practicing in his daily life for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga, then Krishna, actually in the Damodar month, is signifies the illumination of the heart. Right, we offer ghee lamp to the Lord. Indirectly, we are praying to the Lord to remove this tamoguna in our hearts, the rajoguna in our hearts, and illuminate our hearts so that we can capture the heart, capture Lord Krishna in our hearts. Right, this karagraha it is called. The darkness, the darkest of the places, which is our heart. We want to capture Krishna, right? Because Krishna, Krishna is so attractive. He steals everything, but we want to steal Krishna in our hearts and keep him forever and forever. And for this, we can utilize this Kartik month to perform devotional service by taking chanting extra rounds, by inviting people for Krishna consciousness programs, by giving Krishna katha, by hearing Krishna katha, by performing these limbs of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, by offering ghee lamp, that one thing itself is said to burn the sins of millions of lifetimes, right? And then when this covering is removed, the various coverings that we have acquired during our various lifetimes, this covering is removed, the transcendental knowledge is automatically revealed in the heart. Right. So just to quickly summarize, the first step is to inquire submissively to the spiritual master and also render service to the spiritual master. Offer obeisances to the Lord, to the spiritual master at least 3 times a day. Right. I am just remembering one pastime which happened, quite recently. So in Radha Gopinath Mandir, a devotee of disciple of his is Radhanath Swami Maharaj was actually giving a class. At the end of the class, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, right, came and told this devotee that I had some other service. I could not attend the class. Right? I'm sorry, I could not attend your class. And this devotee said, it was, I think, Govardhan pastime. So this devotee said, I just gave a class on the Govardhan pastime. You already know the pastime. So this devotee, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, said, if I had understood the pastime well, I would have wanted to attend the katha again and again. I would not have missed today's class. Right. So this is about, it's not about knowing the pastime, right? It's about relishing the pastime. It is about applying the lessons of the pastime in our lives, the instructions from those pastimes in our life. That will help us make progress in our spiritual life, right? So let's end the session by praying to their lordships in this most auspicious month of Kartik, that may we transform our lives By keeping Lord Krishna in the center of our lives, may we get the right understanding of these tattva, the spiritual tattva, the transcendental truths, by the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. And we apply those instructions not in an argumentative way, but in a very submissive way in our life, how we can progress our lives and also Janma Sarthikari Kari Paropakar, how we can help others progress in their spiritual lives, right? This whole life is said to be a preparation. And the death is supposed to be the examination. Even for a material, a 10th standard exam, you have to prepare for one full year. We need the guidance of the teacher. We need the guide. We need so many things to pass a 10th standard exam, right? So what to talk of a whole life of preparation. So how much of preparation we need to do and with how much sincerity and determination that we need to do. Right. So Krishna says, if you remember me at the time of death, Andhakale cha mameva smaran uktva kalevaram yaprayati samadbhavam yanti nati atra samshayah. Whatever you remember at the end of your life, you will attain that stage. If you remember me, you will come back to me. So that's what Krishna says. So let us always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna, and utilize this Damodar month so that we can always remember Krishna. We practice in such a way that we perfect the way that we live in this world, and also ultimately we also learn what is the best way to leave this material world. So that is the ultimate test. So let's always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna, and let's adopt this by practicing, following instructions of Srila Guru Maharaj, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita, whatever doubts we have, to check with our Shiksha Guru, our Diksha Guru, wherever possible. Hear the katha and practice those instructions, whatever the instructions given by Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, in the Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion. Practice those instructions in our life and thereby perfect our life. So, Granthara Srivad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavabindu ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Damodaraji Bhagavan ki jai. So, I'd like to express my sincere gratitude to all the assembled Vaishnavas for your kind and patient hearing. So, in case of any mistakes in the understanding and in delivering this transcendental subject matter, so I've just been like a kind of a loudspeaker. The speaker is Guru Maharaj and all the senior Vaishnavas from whom I've heard from. And whatever little I could understand, I've just tried to deliver as a loudspeaker on behalf of the official Guru Maharaj and the senior devotees. In case of any mistakes in understanding and delivering these truths, I beg forgiveness from all the Vaishnavas. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. So nectarian class, and it is very, very nice. All it's like regular practical applications that we can take, and being this auspicious month of Kartik, so you have summarized so nicely that how we can take, maybe take little extra rounds and be in a submissive mode and ask the questions to our Shiksha, Diksha gurus, and then submissively inquire from them, not in an argumentative way, pay obeisances that is going to give take off our anattas or maybe tamo guna and rajo guna, get them out, and then increase the sattva guna. And when you listen kathas attentively, and rather than just listening, take them to the heart and then transform yourself, and by practicing those. So very, very nice pastimes, Mataji, and that you narrated, and nice applications for us in day-to-day life and easy. The important thing which I took is that maybe this Kartik month, have a determination, at least do a little bit extra of what you are doing, because of the potency it has to help you illuminate your thing, and so that your heart will change, and then it will help to increase the Krishna prema. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for your enlightening class and your valuable time for us. If anybody has any, Mataji, do you have any time for the questions, Mataji, or realizations, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. Sure. Okay.
Devotees, please, if you have any questions, please raise your hands and then unmute yourself and ask the questions, if you have any questions. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Indulika, Karuna Mataji, Supriya, Sarangi Mataji, Niharika Mataji, for your kind words of encouragement. Please bless me. We all have to pray for each other. Lord Krishna likes if we pray for each other rather than for ourselves. We can pray for each other that maybe utilize this opportunity of the Kartik month, be very much fixed in our sadhana and hearing process, Shravanam, and also Kirtanam, and also inviting new people, for this Krishna consciousness programs, so that, we can do our best in trying to bring more and more people to this wonderful society, ISKCON, that, we can express our gratitude, because whatever we have received, we have to give, right? In giving, we receive, actually. So, yeah. Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji has raised his hand.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. So, very, very nice class, Mataji. The loudspeaker actually helps us. It penetrates through our mind and heart. And summarization of many verses from Bhagavad Gita also. So, Mataji, one thing in this verse, like just to understand in a simple way, he's saying that one's wife and children are like jackals and other ferocious animals. So how to understand this line, Mataji? Like, it's not always that one, right? If we say this way, it looks offensive and offending, right? So that's what I'm trying to understand, Mataji, this line.
So, Shukadeva Goswami will explain this very nicely because this analogy itself, Parikshit Maharaj is saying, is a little confusing. So, generally, what Srila Prabhupada says, it comes in the Srila Prabhupada's purport in the Prabhupada Lilamrita. So, what happens is, Gaur Mohan De, when Prabhupada says that the girl that I married, right, she's not to my liking. Right, so Gaur Mohan De says it's good. It's good because you will not be attached to your wife, right? So otherwise, if a husband and wife both are in Krishna consciousness and they actually support each other in the practice of Krishna consciousness, keeping Lord Krishna in the center, right? Then that kind of support would always work. But for normal people, where there is a lot of demand from the wife saying, "I want this, I want that, I want to go for this movie," etc., then it actually drains the energy and also makes the husband work more to satisfy the demands of the wives. So it is like more of it is even mentioned that the sucking the blood, right? Because so much of energy is spent in fulfilling the material desires. So in such cases, such allegories are given to understand, how the time is being spent in, and satisfying the demands of, the material senses, which are frustrating and which are very temporary. So such allegories are explaining that, which will be further described by Shukadeva Goswami in the coming verses, Prabhuji.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mataji. Very, very helpful class. Very summarization from many, many different aspects. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Vandana Pranams.
Anybody has any questions or any realizations, please go ahead, Mataji and Prabhuji. Yeah, I see two raised hands. Preeti Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranams. Very, very nice class, Mataji. Extremely touching messages on how we should connect to Guru and how we get Krishna Prema Bhakti by actually surrendering to Guru, and how we get all the realizations by submissively surrendering to Guru Maharaj. I have one question, Mataji. It is just like we can just say in words, Guru Maharaj, I pray to your mercy and all those things. But internally, sometimes you don't get that connect so much, and that so much of the feeling, like where you have to. I've heard so many pastimes of how Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was so particular about his Guru Maharaj, and how he seeked blessings for him. How to get that kind of conviction and that amount of depth realization with Guru. And yesterday also we were having a class where we were having a discussion how if you think of Guru, you should think of Krishna. Guru and Krishna go hand in hand, like two parallel tracks. So so sometimes we just see Guru Maharaj as out of, because when we hear all these lectures and all these things, we want to do it. We have the desire to do it, but it's not there. So what can we do to get that feelings genuinely, like full deep rooted, not shallow feeling? Can you please help us realize that, Mataji? Help me realize that, sorry.
Such a wonderful question this is. I mean, I can see the intense desire in your question itself. The way you're asking, that intense desire is already there. So, very simple pastime that I remember. Once, I think it was Brahmananda Prabhu. So, he told Prabhupada that everybody is offering obeisances to you, Prabhupada, as soon as they see you. But somehow, I don't feel like paying obeisance to you. And Prabhupada said, whether you like it or not, you pay obeisance to me. Right? So whether we like it or not, we are in the Vaidhi sadhana bhakti stage, right? So whatever we have promised to our guru, following of the four regulative principles and chanting of the 16 rounds is the minimum that we have to do. Minimum is what we have to do. But if we do more than that, right? Performing a Mangala Arati, we say we offer obeisances to a spiritual master 3 times a day. Right, when we actually do all these things, the love for the spiritual master, the desire to follow the instructions of the spiritual master will automatically stem in our heart. So we need not worry about why we are not desiring that. See, basically in this stage, what we have to do is we have to just follow the instructions. And if we do it sincerely, we have to completely depend on Krishna. So today in the Damodar Leela also we see, right, how endeavor and mercy, right? When Krishna actually saw Yashoda Maya, when she was running behind him, the flowers are all falling down, she's sweating, she's panting for breath, right? And then she's coming and after having caught Krishna also, she's trying to bind Krishna, getting the ropes from the whole of Vrindavan, cannot bind Krishna. And when Krishna sees that effort, that endeavor, right, then Krishna gives his causeless mercy, right? Especially in this month, we can take extra commitments. And we can report our commitments to our authority, because generally when we report to our authority, we are accountable for our commitment. We stay committed, right? Chanting extra rounds, doing Damodar program at home, right? Because when you give to others, Krishna is very happy. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, anyone who distributes his transcendental knowledge to others, he is most dear to me. Right? So if we preach Krishna consciousness to others, call people to our houses for the Damodar program, call them to the temple, call them to attend these classes, etc., Krishna is more pleased. Right? So we can do all these things and then we completely depend on Krishna. So like International Society for Krishna Consciousness, what do? We do our endeavor to the best of our capacity, and then we completely in our consciousness, we're dependent on Krishna. By our own efforts, we cannot even get up in the morning, right? If we're even able to get up in the Brahma Murta, chant our rounds, follow the regulative principles, that in itself is the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That, and we've got the instructions from the spiritual master. We have Prabhupada, right? We go to the ISKCON temple. We can see Prabhupada Murthy. We're offering obeisances. Every Sunday, if we're able to go, we're able to hear, every day we're able to hear Bhagavatam, right? Even in this pandemic time, every day we're able to hear Bhagavatam online. All this is already the mercy. We are already receiving a lot of mercy. So if we just feel gratitude, if we feel grateful for what we've received, we will definitely want to do more and more, because we know that we are not qualified to receive this so much of mercy, right? So much association, are we qualified? We are not at all qualified. But we are getting so much. So what are we going to do in return? Right? We've received so much. In some way or the other, we have to express our gratitude. And when that is the mood that is there in the heart, then automatically we will get ideas as to how we can be grateful, how we can show our gratitude to Guru Maharaj, to the Association of the Vaishnavas. So that way, we will get ideas how to please Guru, how to please the Vaishnavas, and thereby please Krishna like that. That's my limited understanding on this subject matter, Matsya.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. It was very clarifying. It was helping me in understanding how I should have my mood. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Sukhasagari Mataji raised her hand. Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvir Pranams. Nice class, Mataji. It's the one thing, because I joined a little late and this really touched my heart, that when you said that, you know, we may know a pastime, we may have heard it earlier, but then the true benefit comes from a devotee must relish the pastime and also, you know, try to put it in practice. And that was something that really stood out to me, Mataji, like, because the Bhagavatam also says, Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavika. So it really touched my heart that we don't just listen to Krishna Katha, we have to relish Krishna Katha. And, you know, so that's what brings the mood to actually listen to more of it. So I really appreciate that point, Mataji. A lot of points in your class. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Vinita Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji. Vinita Mataji raised hand.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. What a class, Mataji, again. What a great start of Kartik with your beautiful class on early morning Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful class. Very, very nice examples that you gave, how Narada Muni always searches for a devotee and always guides and checks the determination of us, and then he will make us go near the Supreme Lord. That point I really like. And we should always not be kapata. I mean, what did you say? I felt told right or not, I don't know. Means we should not be cheating that we understood everything or we know everything. We should make sure that if we are not understanding, let our seniors know, let our guru know that we are lacking here, so that they will help us. Otherwise, we will just be wherever we are. And a very, very beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. So many instructions you have given, how we should be so submissive and hear from Guru, and, you know, so that we can get progress in our spiritual life. And also Damodar, how we have to, you know, make our endeavor little more so that Krishna will please us. We can please Krishna, sorry. Then we can, you know, progress in our spiritual life by doing this Kartik Vrata. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful lesson.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Shyamagauri Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. What a wonderful class, Mataji. So much enthusiasm. We need that for the beginning of the Kartik month. The whole month we have to be enthusiastic the way you are enthusiastic giving class, Mataji. Please bless us that we able to preach and go out and do Damodar Aarti door to door and different programs we can do in this month. Go to friends' houses and do the aarti. So all these things, Mataji, thank you so much for the wonderful class and so many nice examples, so many verses you quoted, and how, you know, we have to be submissive and keep the mood all the time. Thank you so much for the Guru Ashtakam. We sing every day, but we don't focus on to the meaning, but you explained it very well, Mataji. Thank you so much. Very wonderful class. Very, very grateful to you, and please give us your association. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for this opportunity. I'm very, very grateful to you. I hope, you know, I've been able to add some value, because when I saw the list of speakers, like flabbergasted that I think it's a causeless mercy of all you wonderful devotees that I got this chance, you know, to share something. And it is more, you know, when we preach, it is more to ourselves than to anyone else. So I'm very, very grateful for this opportunity. It has been my pleasure. It is always my pleasure, you know, to be able to serve in any way, Mataji. Please feel free to call me. I'll be very happy to join. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. As you said, you know, the speaker and the hearer you know, who is arranging that, they all get benefit. So we'll all get benefit, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Harita Mataji, in the chat, your speech is so inspiring and reaches our heart, Mataji. The way you gave us so many realizations to remember Krishna and surrender to Guru, get their blessings. The example of Narada Muni as a guru is inspiring so many devotees is awesome, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. Thank you so much. And Tiffany Mataji also says, such a beautiful class. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your grateful association. Thank you so much. And there's so many, and also Akshita, Tikbrinda Mataji also for wonderful class, Mataji, an amazing speaker. And Mega Mataji also, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Prabhupada and Guru, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Such a wonderful class, Mataji. I have no words. Such an amazing and enthusiastic speaker, Mataji. So,
thank you so much. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga.
Thank you. If nobody has any questions and realizations, then we can end the call. Once again, I would like to pay obeisances to Mataji. Mataji is such a wonderful class, Mataji, to please bless us so that we can practice with so much enthusiasm like you have given us. And for the Kartik Mass, and take some extra rounds and some extra commitment, have determination. Please pray for us, Mataji. And so let's pay our obeisances to Mataji. So, vancha kalpa darujyascha
kripa 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 kripa